Welcome to lesson 18, making payroll a habit. Look, I get it. Especially if you're in the very early stages of business development, you might be saying, what payroll? You may not have even had your first sale yet. I know. It's still important to start making payroll a habit now so that when the money is coming in, you're not reinvesting it all into the company or worse, using your business as a personal ATM. Remember the profit first model? As your company grows, your income, your real revenue, is allocated to different purposes. Owner pay makes up roughly half of that allocation, depending on how you've set up the percentages for your business. For simplicity's sake, I'm going to run with the ideal percentages as we talk through this lesson, because ultimately this lesson is about creating a habit, not about the specific amount of money that you're getting paid. Remember this? This is the artisan trap Les McKeown talks about in his book, Predictable Success. It's a vicious cycle of make, sell, that never gives you a steady stream of income because you stop one activity to pick up the other. This is what causes some creatives to subsist in feast or famine mode for so long, paying out big chunks of money when they make a sale and then living on bread and water while they work on the next big thing that they're creating. This is a big reason why I'm a supporter of the six-figure imperative. This is a notion I developed as I was writing Creative Freedom. It's important for every creative to aspire to a six-figure income. And most creatives don't need to make seven figures or more, but six figures is a basic living wage in most every part of the world. And in some places, six figures goes a long way. In Mississippi, as I record this, a living wage is roughly $43,000 a year. Using profit first, my company would need to generate about $86,000 a year in order for me to personally have a living wage. So I would barely need to dip my toe into a six-figure income in order to live quite comfortably here. On the other hand, Singapore, Osaka, Hong Kong, Paris, or New York require substantially more income in order to have a living wage. But none of them would require you to make seven figures. In New York, a living wage is about 36% more than Mississippi, so $60,000 as a single person with no dependents, and only slightly higher than that in those other cities. So if your company was making $125,000 to $150,000 per year using profit first, half of that would most likely be a living wage for your community. That is why I feel it's critical for every creative to seriously look at building a six-figure business. If you're not there yet, I know that that can sound daunting, but to misquote Lewis Carroll, until you know where you're headed, any direction will do. And now you've got a clear goal to shoot for. Making payday a habit may seem ridiculous at first, but this is about training your brain to do the work. Brushing your teeth as a kid may seem silly, since those teeth are going to fall out anyway, but creating the habit early means that when the time comes, you'll already know what to do. Hopefully, you've already decided when payday is going to be. When payday comes, sit down and practice paying yourself. Cut yourself a check, virtual or otherwise, for services rendered. Even if your company can't afford for you to cash that check yet, cut it. You can tear it up or file it away to cash later, but cut yourself the check. It's the habit that matters right now. It's important to spend time looking at your finances and knowing what's in there. It's also important to realize that your work, your time in the business, has real monetary value, even if the business technically can't afford you yet. Over time, you'll start to train yourself to make better decisions about the work you're doing and where you're investing your time and resources. That will take longer to happen if you don't make it a habit to pay yourself. Then, once money does start coming in, you may find that your company still can't afford to pay you everything you're owed, or that you have to plow your paycheck back into your company to cover expenses. Been there, done that. I'll tell you what my coach told me. I don't care how much you pay yourself. It's not about the amount right now. That will grow over time. It's the habits of acknowledging your value to the company and paying for that value that matters. When I first started paying myself consistently, I was cutting myself a check for less than a dollar and moving that money right back into the business. I still honored my profit sharing checks, which we'll talk more about in a future lesson. I didn't plow those back into the business, but I did reinvest my payroll. Eventually, that payment grew to a dollar and then $5. It was a habit, just cutting myself the check. And sometimes I had to roll it back into the business until I didn't. And then the checks got bigger and I started paying myself more than once a month. And now I have a set payroll schedule for myself and my team that happens almost on autopilot at the scheduled times each month. Start making this a habit. Look at your finances. And yeah, feel the feels that come with whatever financial state your business is in. Those feelings are 100% legit. And remember, feelings are temporary. Let go of the judgment and just do the work. If you find things coming up for you and you need support navigating it, reach out. We're here to help. But you've got this. In our next lesson, we're going to take a preliminary look at the structures of your business. That is, the other pieces of a business organization that support how the business runs. Even if you're a company of one, understanding the quote-unquote org chart of your company will help you visualize the gaps in your business knowledge and get the right supports in place as you need them. And I will see you there.